Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And aren't you glad God is still the same? He still is a miracle worker in the days in which we live. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And I would like to begin today by sharing a message I've entitled Visions from Eternity. But before we go there, I would like to pray and then just share some thoughts that are on my heart, as if we were sitting at a kitchen table talking to one another. Let's join our hearts in prayer, if you would. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, we come to you with thanksgiving that you are a great God, an almighty God, that you are wonderful. You're our counselor, the Prince of Peace. And Father, we commit our lives to you and everything that pertains to our natural lives. And Father, we are believing you to touch us even as we are joined together in the Spirit, those that are praying with me. Lord, you know our immediate, our personal needs. Lord, we're asking that you would comfort and strengthen and encourage and inspire and do the work that is needed. Lord, sometimes we don't even know how to pray. We can express maybe to some degree in prayer how we're feeling, what we're thinking, but only you know us thoroughly, inside and out. Lord, I love that psalm that says, Thou understandest our thought afar off, and there is not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. You've set us behind and before. You've laid your hand upon us. Such knowledge, it's too wonderful for us, Lord. Lord, if we ascend up to heaven, you are there. If we make our bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, thy hand shall lead us and thy right hand shall hold us. Father, we thank you, regardless of how we feel, regardless of what we think. Lord, you are a very present help, not only in the time of trouble, but in the very mundane, ordinary things of our day. And so, Father, as we're praying, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, not only today, but throughout this week, Lord, and not just the time we're together, Lord, I pray in this broadcast, but Lord, in their personal lives, you will encourage them and give them new hope and strength in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord, I said, Lord, what would you have me to share? Because these are very difficult times in which we're living. And as I have reflected back on my life, my knowledge of experiences with the body of Christ, being in ministry, it seems indeed, and just from understanding and knowing the Word of God, the Christian life is a life of balance. There is a time, you know, as Ecclesiastes say, a time to rejoice, a time to weep, a time for mourn. There's a time for everything in our lives. And in the normal course of our life, there is to be balance, work to be balanced with rest. However, may I say, there may be times, and some of you I feel are in those times, seasons in our lives where there's not a lot of rest. There's not a lot of peace in terms of external things going on. And the peace that we need, we must fight for in the Spirit to maintain that personal calm when everything around us is going crazy. I mean, you listen to the news, the days in which we're living, and I don't know about you, it takes a lot of strength and grace to be able to listen. I get so upset. However, We're not here to talk about my personal response to things that are going on in the world, but I'm sharing with you that, and as I'm sure you would affirm, that there is and needs to be balance in our lives. Times of prayer, times of relaxation, times of just waiting before God, times for actively doing what He tells us to do. And so, in terms of the life in which we live, you know, we are in this world, but we're not of it. We're citizens of another realm, the kingdom of God. And the world doesn't understand it. They don't see it. But those of us who are living there, we know it and we affirm it. Those of you listening, affirm it with all of your heart. And some of you, if you haven't been experience the joys and wonders and blessings of Christ's kingdom, well then, obviously the Spirit of God had you listen, not by accident, but for a purpose, to stir up that desire, to seek God, to surrender your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, because you know what? You haven't been making it on your own very well. Isn't that the truth? I know I had to say that. There was a time in my own life I had to admit it. But beloved, there's a balance, not only in terms of the things of our personal life, but also in terms of the world in which we're living. I have been a person very committed to prayer and intercession, even as a very young babe in Christ. I suppose that's because of the prayer group that I joined. Reverend Norma Carr led it. She had worked in the White House. She came in, this was back in, 1973. She came back in with a newspaper under her arms, and we prayed about things. And the wonderful thing is, I'm sure many others may have been praying, but we actually saw answers to our prayer. And so we need to be informed and understand what is going on in the world in which we're living, even as the sons of Issachar. Isn't that right? They were men of wisdom. They were able to discern the times in which they were living, in knowing what God would have Israel to do. In other words, to know God's plan, His will for our personal lives, as well as what He is doing in a nation, in a world, the times in which we're living. We're living in end times, and it's important and imperative we understand what's going on. And so, you know, years ago, I remember hearing a preacher say, well, I don't listen to the news. I don't read the newspapers. Well, I won't speak negatively against that. And perhaps there's a time that that is necessary in terms of what God is personally speaking to your heart. But in terms of my own understanding of Scripture, in terms of what Paul told Timothy, to pray for those in authority that we might lead quiet and peaceable lives, I understand from that scripture alone, there is a personal responsibility, also from countless of the examples, Daniel, the prophets, those that were mentioned in the Bible in terms of what they did, how they were, how they stood in prayer for God's plan for Israel, for individuals, that we have a responsibility to engage in prayer. And there are some God may call to enter more specifically in term, but that's by God's leading. If, you know, praise God, if more Christians would enter into government, that would be reflected in the way our society is going. But that has to be God's choice and God's call. And so, why am I sharing all this? Because in the midst of all the pandemonium and craziness that's going on in the world, heartfelt Christians, those who are walking with the Lord, they're burdened down, they're saddened, they're grieved, just as righteous Lot was grieved by the affairs going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And just as God delivered him, He is going to deliver us. That time is coming, beloved, and approaches soon with the return of Christ. At any rate, it's possible for us to lose sight of what God is doing in our lives. And that's where many of you are right now. Some of you are stuck. And through this message I'm going to be sharing in the Word of God, there's going to be, I earnestly hope and pray that you will regain your sense of personal direction in terms of the Lord's focus for your life. God has a plan and purpose for everything, for every purpose and every time. You know, I'm just thinking of of Corrie ten Boom, those years she endured in the concentration camps, God had a purpose even in that. We're fashioned, we're formed by the trials and tribulations we go through. But we must never lose sight, no matter in our most dire condition. And some of you, I know from the letters that have gone in, and I know by the Spirit, some of you listening are going through very difficult times. And it's like, God, where are you? Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. And sometimes it's, I know I've been there in my life. It's like, you know, stop the world. I want to get off. And God understands those feelings. But that's why we have God's word to get us back on track. And to, and that's my heart's desire as we go on in the broadcast this week, that you will focus on what God is doing in your life. Yes, there are things he wants you to do and needs you to do, but I want you to be very sensitive to what God is speaking to you in your life. Yes, we need to understand what's going on in the times we're living, but if we lose track, if we're like a ship that's just floating adrift at sea, even in the midst of a perilous storm, the God has, he's, you know, when Paul was, before he was shipwrecked, those horrible days, he was thrown about in a tempest, yet God had a plan. He had, his hand was on that ship, and everyone who stayed with the ship, not one perished. And so regardless of how you're feeling, I trust that the Lord will make a way for you to be able to listen the remainder of this week as we get into the message. Or if at any time you miss a message or you want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. If you have internet access, you can listen anytime at your convenience. And so, beloved, in the times we're living, we need one another. We need to pray for one another. Beloved, I could not go on if it weren't for the faithful prayers of my UCM partners, my UCM family, and even my radio family. Some of you, you've listened for, I mean, there was a lady, she said, I've listened for 25 years, and she actually wrote, beloved, if God is moving on you, he has a purpose. So, in purpose in you writing. And so the announcer is going to share our contact information. And regardless, you could just say, Sister Glass, that was me you were talking about. We're going to pray, and you are going to see God will make some changes. Hold on in faith, trust, and hope in Jesus' name. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.